massage.
Another one.
Good morning, KC. Welcome to Friday. Who's a famous actor that copied me about one more sleep to the big game?
Oh, no. Eric Stone Street said on his Instagram yesterday, I believe, he showed him getting to bang the drum at Arrowhead.
Right.
And then he said something like, how many more sleeps till Saturday? Which you're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, he may have copied you. I'm not saying that. He may just want to be your best friend. I don't know.
Super excited. This is a busy, busy weekend for KC. But we're keeping an eye on the weather because this could affect everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Aaron Little from KCTV 5 this morning after 7 because when I look at my super scientific app on my iPhone,
yeah.
Okay, if you break down the hourly, at 9 a.m. it starts showing little rain clouds, okay? But then at 4 p.m. there's a snowflake. But then at 5 p.m., there's more rain clouds. And I did hear that there would be a lot of rain this afternoon with the snow coming in like evening overnight. And then you go back to 6 p.m. and there's more snow. But that's just
like
my
this.
iPhone app.
I mean, this could really be a mess this weekend. By the way, gates open at 10:30 tomorrow morning. I think people are going to get there a little bit early because driving in the snow, it's going to, they're looking at up to 5 inches someplace.
They did say that, 3 to 5 inches by the time it's all over, they said late Saturday.
And of course, we'll keep you updated.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
So much love is in the air. Tim Tebow is engaged.
I thought about you when I saw this yesterday.
I've always just had a little crush on him. I love him so much. It goes all the way back to, I'm pretty sure, the year he won the Heisman or around that time
when
it was him and it was Colt McCoy from Texas, and then it was our guy from OU, which I can't remember who that was now at the time. But, you know, the three of them were all being interviewed, and it was like a really great season with the three of them were sort of friends but yet competitors, and I just fell in love with him.
Well, what I remember was you loved the fact that he was such a spiritual man.
Yes, definitely. I love his family. He has good values. I just think he's a neat guy. He's attractive. It's so funny because, obviously, I've been married over 20 years, but, you know, you see something like that, get engaged, and I'm like, oh. And my husband goes, oh, honey, are you sad? I was like, yeah, because I had such a shot with him. You know, I feel like I've been kicked to the side.
Which, again, I'm not joking. You were the very first person I saw.
I love him.
I know you do.
So cute. He is engaged to Demi Lee Nell Peters. That is a former Miss Universe. She was Miss Universe 2017. She's from South Africa. They got engaged on his family's farm in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been together for around a year or so. The Bachelors, Ari Lyndyke and Lauren Burnham, are getting married this weekend. The two are tying the knot tomorrow in Hawaii. They got engaged last May on The Bachelors after the final rose ceremony. He originally proposed to Becca on the show, but then broke it off to be with Lauren. And they are also having a baby. They just revealed the other day that it is a girl.
That's crazy. I still would not marry that guy. I don't want to be your second choice.
Well, but remember, there's Jason and Molly. He did the same thing. He proposed to Melissa, and you could kind of tell there was regret right away. And then on the After the Rose, he said, I really want to be with Molly. So he went back to her, and they've been married now like 10 years and have another child. And I guess you got to follow your heart.
Fine.
You know, unless you've been on a TV show in front of all of America proposing. You don't know. CBS's hit show, Criminal Minds, is coming to an end. The network has renewed the show for a final 15th 10-episode season that will air later this year. It's CBS's longest-running scripted series and one of the top longest-running dramas on TV. Rocket's doctor said stop watching.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was in a bad way because I was watching like 4 episodes back-to-back every day.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no,
that's too much.
Not a good thing.
Well, I discovered it on Netflix, and yes, that is not a very good show to binge watch. That's a lot of negativity and murder and crime, like back to back to back to back to back. When you turn it off, you just feel ugly.
Yes, you do.
But it's a good show.
Liv Morgan is obsessed with that show. She's probably going to have a mourning ceremony if it's over.
Aw, well, is that the kind of show you have like a finale party for?
Maybe.
All right, and we have several movies in theaters today, all different genres. We have a struggling parolee who becomes the caretaker of a rich quadriplegic in The Upside.
You are not qualified for this position.
The buckle!
Have you ever changed a catheter?
No.
Pinch the head, insert.
I can't feel it.
Oh, well, I can.
That's Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart, and Nicole Kidman. We have a neuroscientist who tries to bring his wife and children back to life after they die in a car accident in Replicas.
There is a reason human cloning is banned.
I'm dead.
We stole millions of dollars worth of Bionine equipment.
I hope you're ready to go to jail.
Those three subjects are our property.
I didn't defy every natural law there is just to lose you again.
That's Keanu Reeves.
They're showing a lot of commercials for that movie.
Mm-hmm, that looks good. A good thriller. And then we have a canine. I'm going to call him a dog. I don't like the word canine. We have a doggy trying to reunite with her owner after she winds up lost in a dog's way home.
Hey, it's a dog.
It looks like she needs help.
I can't tell where the journey will end.
I was very far from home, but I knew Lucas was waiting for me, and I had to go and find him.
So wake me up when
now, Ashley Judd plays the dog's owner. It's his mom. She plays the mom, and we are actually going to talk to her on the show this morning just after 8 o'clock, so I'm excited about that.
I have to make sure not to blow it.
Yeah, Tara's like, who knows, come out, Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy is my favorite movie of hers.
I've was also, it like in the 90s?
We'll say it now just to get it out. We've also been told no Harvey Weinstein questions. We have to be respectful because, you know, that was a big story in the news yesterday.
Huge story yesterday.
Her case got thrown out. So we will be respectful. We will only talk about the movie because we're good people, right?
Yes.
That's your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 sends so many Kansas City area winners to exclusive events in L.A. that they might as well just go ahead and rename the flight the Mix to Cali Hookup Jet. Got people flying that plane. Y'all know each other by now, right? Well, we're back at it again. Mix 93.3 is flying you and a guest to the Grammy Awards at the Staples Center in L.A. The Grammy Awards, February 10th in L.A.
Get ready for the Grammys, everybody.
Winning is easy. Just listen to Rockin' and Teresa each morning at 7:20 to hear the Grammy song of the day. Then, whenever you hear it between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., be caller number 9 and become an instant finalist for the trip of a lifetime. The Grammy Awards in L.A. With only Kansas City area winners from the radio station giving you another money just can't buy it experience. Mix 93.3.